So a few years ago, I did some relief work and a contract for a few months, in like a regional town. And whilst I was there, I met this guy. I was working with this guy pretty closely, and from the first day that I showed up, the first day that we met, it was pretty clear that there was this, I don't know, there was that chemistry, there was you know when you can just tell you're around someone and it's just obvious. I mean, we had a lot in common. We had similar senses of humor, similar taste in music, and similar attitudes towards our work, all of that sort of stuff. We were both in relationships, so it's a good few weeks we're working pretty closely together and trying really hard to we're just careful around each other. Never said anything outright, but it was very clear to me, you know, I think it was very clear to him too, that had the situation been different, that things definitely would have happened. Anyway, so the time I was there, I was working out pretty hard, and it was a pretty good gym on site. And more often than not, most days I'd show up after my shift, and he'd be there too, or he'd turn up as I was leaving, and that was fine. We talked about what we were doing, and didn't really talk about work. He gave me some tips. I was trying to just started doing chin-ups, and I could only manage a few, and so he was sort of giving me some tips. In the meantime, I'd be going back to where I was staying, and just like, God, and frantically masturbating every night, thinking about him. And this guy was just super physical. He was really upfront. He was open, and everything was just there. Like, everything was just laid out. He was really fucking hot. Yeah. He was sexy as fuck, and I'd go to the gym, and then I'd see him work out. I'd have a shower in the change rooms, and I'd head back to where I was, and I would lie in bed and just fap myself silly, and come up with all these little scenarios, and think about how things could cross over from just, you know, or platonic or professional, and what would it take to just for us both to just like acknowledge this attraction and switch over into acting on it. And so one of these days, I finished my shift, I'd done my workout, and I started doing some chin-ups, and I didn't realize when he come up behind me and just went to spot me, and he put his hands around my waist, and I nearly just, I swear, I nearly jumped out of my skin. Just, I felt his hands around my waist, I felt his fingers close around my stomach, and it was like electricity. Like, I just let go and just fell down on the ground, and I think he was really embarrassed. I kind of muttered something silly and tried to make a joke of it and just walked away. But back on the inside, I was just thinking, I was thinking what I would like him to do. I was thinking how fucking good his hands felt on me. And I still think about that. And I think about, okay, excuse me now whilst I'm just gonna just flip this. And I'm gonna talk to you as though you were that guy, you were him. And we'd had this few weeks of kind of dancing around each other, knowing that we were really attracted to each other, and that we wanted to get closer, and we wanted to see what it would feel like to just give in to this attraction and touch each other. And so these hands around my waist, I can feel your hands around my waist. And what I want is, I want you to not let go. I want you to keep your hands around my waist. I want you to walk closer to me. I'm going to let go, and I'm just going to slide down to the ground. I'm going to slide my body down to the ground, along your body. Because just a touch of your hands on me was enough to make me want more, to make me want to feel you hard against me. Maybe I'd be a little embarrassed, so I'm just gonna head into the change room. I'm just gonna get away. It's too obvious how turned on I am. It's too obvious that I'm pretty close to losing control. I don't want to be the one to put it out there. I don't want to be the one to make the first move. So I'm going to go into the change room. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to get my shoes off. I'm gonna catch my breath. And the door closes, but then it opens again, and you come right in behind me. And I can see that you are hungry. And you're not trying to hide it. You're not trying to hide it. Fuck it, I'm not gonna try to hide it either. You're gonna get that beautiful, strong body of yours, and you're just gonna come up to me, and you are going to hold me, and you are gonna kiss me so fucking hard. I'm gonna feel your tongue and your lips around me, and beautiful lips, sucking on my lips. You're licking my lips. And your hands in my hair and down my neck and on my back and just pulling me close, close in towards you. Oh, that beautiful frantic desire. Now we put it out and now we acknowledged it. Let's just go for it. What needs to happen is that you sit down on the bench. Now you sit down on the bench. I finish kicking my shoes off. Now your hands on me. You're gonna pull my leggings down. Pull them down. Fucking put your hand between my legs. I'm gonna kiss you and step out of them, and you're gonna start stroking me. And this build up has been so good. It's been a few weeks of this foreplay. I've been waiting for this. I didn't know I've been waiting for it, but I've been waiting for it. I've been waiting to feel you in my hands. I've been waiting to hold you in my hands and grip you hard. I've been waiting to straddle your legs. You to lean back against the wall. My knees either side of you. Raise up my hips. Look down. I grab you in my hands and bring you to me and just sink down on you. Around you. And take you inside me. Feel you stretch me. And you just stop. And just stop fucking up into me. Hold me hard in your hands and just... And just pound yourself really deep and really hard up into me. Need my ass in your hands. Grind me deeper into you. Fucking pump up into me. That makes me so wet to think of you. I want to ride you. Put your mouth on my breast. Put my nipples in your mouth.